welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Well, namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action.
I am wisdom teacher Sri Ram Ka.
And I am Kira Ra, and today we are diving deep into universal spirituality, one of my absolute, I love talking about this, especially in this month of messages from other dimensions.
You know, we've been delighted this month to have had some very interesting guests contribute their perspectives, their passions, and their wisdom. And one thing that you're going to find is that all of these guests have in common, and that is they are touching something beyond the physical. Something
Absolutely.
Where there is reassurance, love, and guidance.
Well, and it all comes back to this stunning heart energy. And that's, you know, Sri, we've been so blessed to have such a powerful month of guests. And today, certainly, it just keeps getting better. And I love that. And, you know, one of the things that we want to look at, and I'm sure that those of you tuning in have already discovered, is that polarization right now on the planet is at an all-time high. And for the first time ever, I actually ran across a poll. They actually did a poll on this saying that Americans in particular are at the highest rate of polarization in any form of history that they can remember, as far as this, you know, picking of sides and opinions being accepted as facts, and this almost an entrenchment in opinion.
There seems to be an energization of opposites.
Yeah, yeah.
And certainly you can witness that in the U.S. political system with the ongoing dynamic of the House of Representatives against the president.
Absolutely. I've got to giggle. I'm giggling because, excuse me, one of the things that I saw yesterday, which just, I had to giggle, was that for the first time ever, they've now come up with a triple X small size. And I giggled over the fact that this is such another form of polarity.
Well, in my lifetime, I've experienced XL and occasionally a double X. But I
remember one time you were almost an L, Sri. I do. I honestly remember that. But think about that.
But
you know,
the flip side of the obesity problem in the United States, North America, and other countries,
certainly global,
is this ultra thin.
Right. And all I'm saying is that it's affecting this polarization energy is showing up everywhere. And ironically, I found this in a beautiful campaign that is coming out. It's a beautiful campaign directed mostly at women. And one of the ones said, like, what's wrong with this picture? And it was a picture of a very lovely young woman, probably about a size 14. And the answer was nothing. You know, there's nothing wrong with this picture. And I found that to be really, really profound, because as we are reaching these peaks in polarity, a lot of these are around dogmas, around religions, around this rising tide of me versus you or us versus them. And this is where the blessing of universal spirituality can step in and really embrace a heart-centered expansion. And yeah. I'm excited to talk about that today, dive into that.
Absolutely, because when we look at the outer world, I think if there's one thing the outer world teaches us is don't take it at face value.
Unless you're getting plastic surgery from some guy in Hollywood, that's a whole other show.
Well, you know, I look at the tensions in the world, the pain in the world, the conflict, the religious alignments, and, you know, it is this polarity that's growing.
Yes.
And yet, within myself, when I see that, I part of me says, okay, learn. Yeah. You know, how much pain does it take to wake up?
And what an individual question. Because
Absolutely.
Every being has their level of threshold on pain. And you know, hey guys, speaking of your level of threshold and pain, I know a lot of you have been trying to call in and get on today's show. Keep calling. Call back. Just go ahead and give a buzz right now, 888-627-6008, and jump into the queue. But go ahead and give us a call so we can get you in, because we are eager, and I know that our guest and all of us are delighted to have and expand this conversation.
Absolutely. And let's expand the conversation right now to include a dynamic and beautiful guest, Patricia Cota Robles, who is
the co-founder and president of a nonprofit educational foundation that's called New Age Study of Humanity's Purpose. Now, Patricia has been doing this work of communing with divine beings and celestial sharings for, I believe, well over 20 years. I'm going to ask her when she gets on the line here.
Yeah, yeah.
But I know that she and her partner have traveled throughout the country and then throughout the world, spreading messages of reassurance and connection.
Yes.
And one of the things that you'll find at her website, which is simply eraofpeace.org.
Make a note of that, guys. It's that .org.
.org, eraofpeace.org, and the title says it all, is the divine intent of these celestial sharings is to give humanity greater clarity and understanding as we progress through these wondrous but extremely challenging times on Earth.
You know, that is so true. They are wonderfully challenging in every way.
So without further ado, I welcome Patricia Kota-Robles.
Welcome to the show, Patricia.
This is an exciting time, and I'm glad to be able to share with all of you and to hear all of your wonderful sharings as well.
Well, thank you. We're still vibrating from the blessing we had several years ago of being with you at the World Congress of Illumination that you host every year. It was just extraordinary, and it's a delight to have you back on the show through this powerful time right now.
Thank you. It is very powerful time, and this is really a time that we've been working toward for probably hundreds, if not thousands, of lifetimes. And as the Company of Heaven is sharing with all of us at this time, that 2014 is a year like no other, because we've reached this frequency where we are being accelerated at warp speed beyond even the greatest expectations of heaven. So we are definitely moving forward in the light. And that, unfortunately, is what looks in the outer world creating more chaos, because as the light increases on Earth, since there is no separation, it pushes everything that conflicts with that light to the surface.
Exactly.
So we're seeing all the chaos in the outer world coming up to the surface. What we don't see as easily is the incredible light that's pushing it to the surface.
So beautifully shared and so beautifully stated.
Because I know in my journey, when faced with an increase in love, certainly that which is unlike love comes forward for healing.
And it can come forward within yourself.
Absolutely. Unforgiveness, old judgments, all of that stuff.
Sometimes abject terror, because you're in the face of everything you've ever wanted, and that can be absolutely terrifying.
And so is that, Patricia, do you believe that this polarity we're seeing on the planet is a direct result then of the increased vibrational rate?
I do believe that. I think that the energies that are pouring into the planet are from the higher frequencies, because we are literally lifting up in energy, vibration, and consciousness. And anything that conflicts with that light, these higher fifth dimensional frequencies, is pushed to the surface. And the only energies that exist in this higher frequency are love and reverence for all life and the oneness of life and the new planetary cause of divine love. So everything that conflicts with that, which is all of the opposite polarities, are being pushed up. Anything that conflicts with love is being pushed to the surface to be healed. And you know, this goes back actually to the very beginning, when we talk about, you know, receiving the information from our Father, Mother, God, do not partake of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you know, and that's been discussed through all world religions and to all studies of spirituality in one way or another. And all evil is the absence of love. But what has happened is we've gotten into this distorted perception, and when we respond through our creative faculties of thought and feeling with an absence of love through our free will, then those things manifest as poverty and disease and war and pain and suffering, and every malady that's existing on the earth is something that began with an absence of love associated with, and an absence of oneness, and an absence of reverence for all life.
Well, you know, I love how you're sharing
now.
You know, the I think one of the things that has troubled humankind for a long time is the lack of discernment, the ability to recognize what is healthy and nourishing from what is egoic or self-destructive.
And, you know, the way I like to look at this is it's almost like a rubber band. You know, if you take a rubber band and you hold both ends of it and you pull, eventually you can't keep pulling the rubber band, right? Because what's going to happen is you have to let go. You have to just release. And with all of this, I love, Patricia, when you were mentioning about the oneness and the love, because in this experience of allness, you know, here we are in this extraordinary planet and everything without, you know, there is no judgment around the expression. Everything is showing up. And yes, with that magnitude of light, everything is showing up with a greater presence. And it's like our rubber band has almost reached its limit. And the gift of that is that when we finally relax, when we allow this beautiful expansion to occur, when you let go of a rubber band that you pulled so tight, it's always bigger. For the stretching, it never goes back to
just
the way it was.
Just don't let go too quickly, or
well, no, it can hurt. That's true.
But yes, we get stretched, and we're forever expanded. Patricia, I love what you were sharing. In terms of the general understanding of the rising tide. However, many people are drowning in their individual stories, in their individual lives, trying to find their way through to hold the frequencies.
And to hold love. So how do you encourage people? You know, you mentioned earlier, and it was such a brilliant thing that you mentioned, is that because of this, you know, the great energy that's here, everything is being seen, and we don't always see the beauty of the light that is here. And so what are one of the ways that you encourage people to discover that?
Well, some of it is just really a greater level of clarity and understanding, as Sri was saying. And, you know, right now, the beings of light are sharing from the higher realms to move us out of this fragmented, fear-based consciousness of our lower human ego into the reality of knowing that there is no separation. And because we look at the whole world and we know that God is all there is and God is everything, with this duality, we've created this distorted perception that everything was created by God and that we have to have these polarities in this duality. And so we believe that we cannot experience peace without the opposite polarity of war. Mm-hmm. We can't experience love without hatred and fear. We can't experience prosperity without poverty. We can't experience vibrant health without disease. They think that's the opposite polarity. The beings of light have said that is the most inaccurate and destructive belief system we can have, because
woo-hoo!
Everything that's creating pain or suffering of any form is a human miscreation. It is something the sons and daughters of God have taken our thoughts and feelings and miscreated, that is without love, that is now manifesting as this distortion. There is the duality. Of course there is the duality, but the duality is not good and evil or harmony and discord. The duality is the outbreath, the radiance of the outbreath of light and power from the masculine polarity of our Father God, and the cohesive in-breath going into the great, great silence of divine love, of the in-breath of our Mother God. And it is the in-breath and out-breath of God, not harmony and discord, not, you know, peace and war. So what we have to do is, once we understand that, because as long as we have that belief system, we keep perpetuating the maladies, because we think that's part of what is a natural part of our experience. And so what we need to do is realize, okay, just as you're talking about, everybody, some, you know, are so buried in the painful experiences, their own life expressions, that they have a hard time perceiving the light. But if we can come to the realization that everything existing in our life that is less than heaven on earth, the original archetype for this planet, is a human miscreation, and it's something that we personally have either deliberately or inadvertently miscreated through a lack of understanding and awareness once we've started falling into denser and denser frequencies of vibration. And these things are coming up not to take us down the tubes, not to punish us, but to give us an opportunity to experience the results of what we have created so we can see how we've used our gift of life and what we created as a result of that, and then to flood it with love and light and transmute that war back into peace, transmute that poverty back mm-hmm. into abundance, transmute that disease back into vibrant health, because all of the energy, every particle and wave of life that's manifesting as those painful experiences was originally pure divine light from the heart of God that we absorbed as our gift of life and that we transformed into these gross mutations mm-hmm. through the misuse of our thoughts, words, actions, feelings, beliefs, and memories. So
one of the things that,
I
really love what you're sharing, and one of the things that comes forward for me in chatting with people is how do we train ourselves to perceive differently? Meaning, humanity has been co-creating these coarser frequencies, co-creating suffering, and a lot of tragic strategies for connection.
Right.
And we have a habit of this. It's as if it's built into the human brain.
Well, there is a psyche. There is a belief system. There is a collective belief system.
A collective limited belief. But at the same time, when we relax into our hearts and open our higher chakras, this soul wisdom comes forward that is different than the earthly brain.
And the beauty of the soul wisdom is that when we live from our presence rather than our words, you know, so often we feel that our words are what can assist others. You know, so many people say, you know, I'm concerned about my mother, my brother, my father, my sister, whoever, my friend, and my boss. When the reality is, when we anchor this type of energy, when we anchor this love, when we anchor this recognition, when we anchor this flow, we become the living presence that inspires others to do the same. Because our words cannot change what's happening on the planet. As you're saying, Patricia, and I agree wholeheartedly, this has been a manipulation. You know, there's a
distortion at work.
Exactly.
And yet to stand up and be authentic.
Exactly.
In the face.
Means you have
energy.
To live the presence. You can't just talk about it. You have to live it. And that's the blessing.
And that living it is what will start influencing the greater co-created experience.
Well, and you know, speaking of living it, we have all these amazing people holding to join our conversation today. So why don't we jump out, reach out, and say hello to some of these beautiful present people?
We'd love to take a caller. Let's go to line one and bring in Tara from Colorado.
Well, namaste, Tara. Welcome.
Namaste. Hello. And hello, Patricia. I'm so happy you're on the... I just want to say thank you for all you've done for humanity. And I'm from Colorado, and I will be at your meeting next Sunday. And I was at your meeting 2 years ago in Colorado as well. And since then, my life has completely changed. Sure. I'm going back to college and studying electrical/energy engineering, and have been downloading the ways that we can move forward to bringing more sustainable, renewable energies to the planet that will not no longer harm the planet. My question is, I go to CU Boulder, and CU Boulder and CSU were chosen, an organization out of France chose five countries to be part of a study, and it's amazing because it's actually called Future Earth. And I know that I am co-creating New Earth is one of the things that I've learned from you. So my question is, how do I speak to and how do I deal with the folks that are so entrenched in the old fossil fuel mentality without scaring them, without and how do I engage with them in a way that they can hear and put forth the downloading of and the creation of these new energy sources that I'm downloading?
Well, that is very difficult because they are so locked into their survival mode financially. You know, one of my favorite quotes from Buckminster Fuller is that when you want to create a new archetype, instead of trying to change the existing model, you create a new model and make the old one obsolete. So the great potential is, Tara, you are going to be drawing awakening humanity with the funding, with all of the understanding in to do this for you, because the people that are in place now have spent their lives digging in their heels, refusing to acknowledge this. So in the process, certainly communicate with their God self, their I Am presence. And you can say, I ask the I Am presence of everybody associated with fossil fuels to guide them into a higher level of perception and understanding. But also say, I am magnetizing all of the funding I need, all of the divine intelligence I need, all of the support I need to create a shift and a new reality in the energy production on the planet.
Okay, Tara, great.
Tara, beloved one, this is Kira, and I wanted to also share with you that as you and Patricia were engaged in that beautiful dialogue, there were these incredible angelic being spirits that came in around you, and they were holding you, and the message that they have offered to you in this moment is simply this. They are saying, beloved one, it is your time to relax and allow your expansion to come forward now, that these questions will find their solutions as you allow the relaxation and entry of the wisdom that you are now gaining. And they're showing me about a year from now and then another year after that, that you're going to be really harnessing all of the gifts that you've called into yourself in a manner that everything that you're co-creating, everything that you're bringing in will be flowing. However, in the moment, to allow that flow to be even greater for you, you may want to consider just relaxing into the trust that you truly have been put where you need to be. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing. And it's like your mission. It's like, I just see this straight road right in front of you. You're right there. Your success is assured. And thank you for caring. Thank you for bringing that forward. We're so glad you called today.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Namaste.
Many blessings. Well,
it's mm-hmm.
you know, Patricia, it's truly wonderful to receive that vision from a caller that they're taking action. One of the things that Kira and I talk about and live is that we must take action. We must put our behaviors in alignment with our dreams. You
versus
know?
Being activistic, which empowers anger.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so Tara certainly is finding her way in that regard, and that's how we will influence our shared reality.
And you know, the time is going so quickly. Why don't we grab another caller or say hello to somebody else before we would have to cut to our first break?
Let's do that. We're going to welcome Jane from Asheville.
Namaste, Jane. Welcome. Hi, Jane. Are you there?
Oh, she just got the word here that she dropped off. Of.
All right. Jane, well, call us back, sweetheart.
Give us a call back. And so let's just move forward from the conversation about the 0 point energy is where I went. Tara,
and I just want to say to the rest of our callers, stay on hold. We'll get to you. We promise.
Yeah. There's more show to go, but
oh yeah.
But Patricia, I was curious. One of the things that came through for us in a communion was that the technologies that many folks are desiring to see on the planet actually all exist, and that it's the
yes.
level of consciousness. It's the we need to be at a place where we can embrace these technologies wisely and with love and harmony. And that's why there seems to be a delay. Does that line up with your experience?
Well, that's part of it, but also our fragmented fear-based human ego is terrified of losing its position because it's functioning from this place. This is part of when we fell into the separation and duality rather than the oneness and the love, when we fell into these fragmented vibrations, we developed this alter ego that perceives our physical body to be all that we are and the physical plane to be all that exists. So it functions with this, whatever it needs to do to survive, to gratify the physical senses, lie, cheat, steal, kill, is okay. So now we're shifting, and each of us in our own lives, we experience this all the time. All we have to do is try to improve our diet, and we begin immediately craving every single thing you're not supposed to eat.
That's
well,
so
that's
true.
What's going on.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
what's
very,
going on
I love
with
that
the
analogy.
Energy company. But, with the energy company, as soon as anything comes through, they pay millions of dollars for the copyrights of it and the patents, and they file it in File 13 so it'll never be developed. That's why, just as Tara was saying, these are not the people that we're going to get the support from to develop these. But when we create this flow of abundance, which we're opening to through, you know, realizing that God is our supply and not all of these limited outer world poverty consciousness things that we've created, as we open to that flow, as we return to the path of love, which is oneness, reverence for all life, working together for the highest good of all concerned, it will explode into these new energies that will just make the old ones obsolete. And maybe those companies will come online one of these days when, just like all of the soda companies now are selling water, instead of instead of
that is a
soda,
fascinating
well,
paradigm.
You know,
the need for control has not changed, has it?
No, it hasn't. But we are really moving. I mean, this is an unstoppable shift that is taking place, and there is no turning back. And we are absolutely creating the new heaven and the new earth. There's no doubt about that.
Absolutely true. I couldn't agree more. And I love that we're here celebrating that, because the more that this can be celebrated, the more that we can join each other in the celebration and understanding, the greater the presence of energy. You know, it's so important that we just hold this presence. And Sri, we have all these beautiful people holding. Why don't we say hello to another person?
Absolutely. We'll go to line one and welcome Kari to the show.
Well, namaste, Kari. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, sweetheart.
Oh, it's me. Hi.
It's you.
Hi. Come in and celebrate you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How may we serve you today?
Well, I wanted to thank Patricia for her amazing invocations that I have done whenever she announces them or shares them. And I'm so grateful. I feel like my life has been shifting and growing and expanding. And that is so exciting for me, because I have been definitely on the other side of the matrix for a long time. But I wondered if Patricia could answer a question about my hands. I've had this strange tingling and numbness going on in my hands, and it's very odd.
Okay, I don't know specifically what's going on in your hands, but I know that there are hundreds of people writing to me about what they call the ascension symptoms. You know, we're raising up in vibration the maximum we can withstand in every 24-hour period, and to allow this to be done in increments rather than having us feel like we're trying to move through a lightning bolt, which sometimes happens. And so I always encourage everybody to have everything checked out medically first, to be sure that there is no medical cause for this, and then to work with raising your vibration so that the stress at a cellular level will be less as we assimilate more light. So more rarefied foods, fresh fruits and vegetables, pure water, music, meditation, being in nature, breathing, deep breathing. All of these things help raise our vibration and help dissipate some of these uncomfortable symptoms. But also, ask your I Am presence, because your God self will certainly communicate with you and tell you exactly what's going on.
Wonderful.
You know, Kari, if I may just add a possible perspective for you to consider, our hands indeed are ways we engage the world, the way we do our work, so to speak. And oftentimes people who are called to have a more healing relationship with others find that their hands start to receive energy. Or if you're meant to do some writing or some drawing, those kinds of things, our energy flows where it needs to go. And if it gets bound up in some fashion, that's a call to be introspective, to say, okay, what am I holding on to here? Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to offer you that as part of your personal reflection process, to look at what might I be holding on to.
And as you connect with your I Am presence, to ask that question and pay attention. And so thank you so much for calling today. We appreciate your sharing.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Angel. Namaste.
And you know, to all of our listeners, in fact, yes, our vibrational rate on this planet has continued to escalate. And we would love you to check out. We have a little YouTube video on what we call ascension acceleration symptoms. And much very similar to what Patricia shared and some other details that you might find reassuring. As you relax into the lift, it's time for our bodies to cleanse out the lower frequency debris.
Absolutely. And you know, talking about clearing out, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we have so much more to share. And we have our beautiful guest with us, Patricia Cota Robles, and we have more callers on the line. So take in that deep breath, bring your hand to your heart, feel the gift of love and communion. And we'll be right back after this message.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of Tohio and the crystal clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process, and then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go. And then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back. We are delighted that you have chosen to be here now.
Well, be here today. We are delighted as we are really diving into universal spirituality and what it means to go beyond the illusion. Because really, that's in essence what we're talking about, is how to go beyond the illusion of the polarities, the illusion of we can only have peace if we have war, we can only have harmony if we have disharmony. And we've been chatting with our beloved guest this afternoon, Patricia Cota Robles.
And Patricia has been contributing to the awakening on this planet for many, many years through the New Age study of humanity's purpose. And you can learn more about her work at www.eraofpeace.org.
Mm-hmm.
And Patricia, you know, as we are kind of addressing things from the universal perspective, I keep dancing between the singular point of view and the universal point of view. Is one of the things that stimulates me, I guess, as I pick up a newspaper or chat with people, is there is always an opportunity to have more than one perspective as we engage our lives. And so I'm curious, how do we reconcile the living as an individual with a history that is, let me say that differently, living with our personal history of this lifetime. How do we reconcile that personal history, our family, our children, our culture, our religion, and all of those artifacts of humanity with this global oneness that is upon us? Because truly there are growing pains.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yes, there certainly are growing pains. And one of the things, I mean, I know it seems like a monumental difference, but it isn't. And what we need to just realize is that we are one and there's no separation. And our own personal individual life, our own experiences, the lessons we're learning are a microcosm of the macrocosm. And we don't have to solve all the problems of the world. What we need to do is know that every single thing that is manifesting in our life, say if it's a financial problem, if it's a relationship problem, if it's a health problem, no matter what it is, it's part of our own energy that's coming back to be transmuted back into light. But it is also part of the collective mass consciousness, and there are millions, probably billions of people on the planet going through exactly the same thing. And as you work to heal and raise up and transmute your own life, the universal law is, as I am raised up, all life is lifted up with me. And knowing that we can transfer from the microcosm to the macrocosm with the simple knowing, the I am presence, the God self, the beings of light have said, if we will just say, I am my I am presence, and I am one with the I am presence of all humanity, but I ask for myself, I ask for all life on this planet in perfect alignment with each person's divine plan and the highest good for all concerned, whatever light we're drawing through us expands exponentially to be available for every person on the planet. And then their God self, their I am presence, has permission then through that invocation of oneness to gather that light and use it for that person's progress in perfect alignment. So if we just know that literally we cannot express a thought, a word, an action, a feeling, a belief, a memory that isn't, it's qualified with our frame of mind, and every moment of every day we are either adding to the light of the world or the shadows, depending on what we're energizing. So just as you mentioned earlier, it's a habit. You know, most of us from the time we get up in the morning till the time we go to bed, we just let the thoughts of the day muddle through our mind. But if we will start monitoring and saying, okay, is what I am empowering, you know, where your attention is, there you are, is what I am empowering now with my thoughts and feelings adding to the light of the world or the shadows? If it's not adding to the light of the world, then you say, yes, and then say, okay, if it's not adding to the light of the world, what do I want instead of that? And empower what you want.
And as you do that,
which I thought was,
well, yes. What I wanted to share and jump in and say was, and as you do that, it's important to recognize when the self-judgment starts coming forward, because oftentimes when people start paying attention to their thoughts, one of the initial gifts is moving through layers of self-judgment, because this sense of, oh my goodness, I failed. I wasn't able to add
or
to the light.
Or I shouldn't be thinking
exactly.
that or feeling this.
Exactly. So it's a very powerful dynamic, because it adds to your presence. And, you know, as we always share, have mercy on yourself through the process. That's part of the healing.
Yes. And the tool, I mean, the wonderful tool, someone, let me just finish that one thought, that someone once said to me, because I think it's such a powerful expression, that worry is a way for praying for what you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
That is really the truth with the power of our thought. The gift of the violet flame, it's a powerful frequency that is the perfect balance of the sapphire blue radiance of the out-breath of our Father God's divine will and power, and the crystal and pink radiance of the in-breath of our Mother God's divine love. And these two frequencies merge into this magnificent violet flame, which is known as the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. This is the energy that is going to be the most powerful influence on the planet throughout the next 2,000-year cycle in the age of Aquarius. And what this energy does is it transmutes discord back into harmony. So when we are monitoring our thoughts, instead of judging or thinking we're bad or thinking we're wrong, everybody is doing the best they can according to their wisdom and understanding.
Absolutely.
Who knows when you
might
have created that. You know, who knows when you might have created that or what the challenges were, what the circumstances. So when you find out that you are not with that thought adding to the light of the world, say, I'm blazing the violet flame, transmuting this back into the light, and this is what I'm going to empower instead. With no judgment, no criticism, just releasing to be transmuted into the violet flame and then moving back into that force of light. It's the
With I love what you're sharing, and it takes that interruption of a thought process, that interruption of a negative thinking.
It's all about presence. You can call forth and command
once again. And I really love that reminder.
Absolutely. It's a great reminder. And, you know, speaking of reminders, we have all these people that are waiting to say hello. Why don't we say hello to another beautiful being?
Let's honor them as they honor us by being here today. Let's go to line 3 and we'll say hi to Brian.
Hey, Brian. Namaste.
Namaste. I'm here again.
You are here again, and welcome.
So, been another eventful week in my life, and the building of energy, and today really feels like stabilizing energy on this planet. I really feel like my question has to do with how economics affect young people in terms of, you know, we grow the light in a spiritual way, but if we're not grounded into the physical presence, sometimes we find that very destabilizing as young people, and our world has so much debt. You know, it's taken me a large number of years to start to build security and comfort and a family and a house and beautiful things, you know. As a young man, I was super troubled by not having that stability. If your parents aren't there to totally pay for college, I mean, just the financial burden, how that feeds in to this. And I'm just kind of questioning in terms of for people to anchor their stability.
Well, I want you to take a deep breath first. Just you know, take a deep breath and really anchor into the gift of the presence of today and those of us that are gathered with you right now.
And I think we all can offer a little bit of sharing that you may find useful. Brian, one of the things that you said is that as a younger man, basically what I heard you say is I found my way. I learned how to create some security and stability. And one of the things that's happening is a lot of the old tools and old forms of stability are not what we're hoping them to be.
Well, we're in a state of fluid transition.
And that to anchor oneself in the central energy of your divinity and go from that place, access the wisdom that will guide you, that will be a universal and permanent way to carry oneself.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, we'll invite Patricia in a moment, but one of the things that I would like to share with you, my love, is that everything out there is part of your journey. It's all part of the journey. And so if we stabilize in our divine-centered trust, if we stabilize in the love that is pouring through us and inviting us, and if we invoke that into our lives, kind of like our earlier caller today, these questions become answered through our lives, through our life experience. We have our needs met. We have what we need to continue our journey placed in front of us, and we're able to navigate that energy beautifully. And it begins, I love your word, it begins with stabilizing ourselves in our divine presence.
And I'll say one more thing, and then I'll invite Patricia to contribute as she feels called. Brian, your children are given to you because they're there for your wisdom,
right,
as well. Meaning there's usually a contract between parent and child, and you have to trust that you are enough. And that as you find your answers, your pathway, that you are instructing them in a good way. And so I invite you to model your process openly to your children, so that they may discover how to find that within themselves.
So, Patricia, did you want to add anything to that?
Yes, I'd love to. The beings of light are saying at this time that one of the greatest needs of the hour is for humanity to reclaim the infinite abundance of God in our lives, because as we reach up in consciousness, just as Tara mentioned earlier on her call, we are drawing forth the viable solutions that can solve all of the maladies in the physical plane. And if the only people we can have funding are people that are committed to not developing those things, then we are creating this block. And so one of the reasons that there is so much focus on lack and limitation at this time is because for eons of time, we've been dealing with poverty consciousness. So everything that conflicts with the infinite flow of God's abundance, which is our divine birthright, is being pushed to the surface to be transmuted. And one of our greatest problems is that because of a lack of understanding, the world religions have been programming us into this worthless sinner, worm in the dust. Mm-hmm. Somehow we've taken vows of celibacy and vows of poverty and gone around in ashes and sackcloth and begging bowls and self-flagellation, believing through our etheric records that somehow poverty is a virtue. So now this is becoming a major focus so that we will heal it and transcend it. And working with the violet flame to transmute poverty consciousness, every thought, word, action, or feeling we've ever released in any time frame or dimension, known or unknown, vibrating with the frequency of lack, limitation, and poverty consciousness is one of the most powerful things we can do to raise our head above this consciousness so that we can start opening to that infinite flow of the God supply of all good things.
Beautifully said. Beautifully said.
And thank you, Brian, for calling. We have so many other callers. Let's jump to another one.
Thank you, Brian. And let's jump over to line four, and we'll welcome Terry into the conversation.
Namaste, Terry. Welcome to Shrink Here Live.
Hi. Thank you so much. I just want to say thank you to all three of you for bringing this beautiful light into the world. Patricia, I've been following you for many, many years now. And I work with the violet flame. I am a light worker. I am also meditating with everybody and bringing ascension to the earth, which is inevitable, and it's happening. It's evolution, and everything is changing all the time. I just was wondering, I have pretty much everything going for me. I'm not rich. I don't want to be rich. But spiritually, I think I'm doing pretty well, and I have, you know, I live it within unity consciousness that we're all created and we're all equal and we're all the same. But recently, I had a suicide in the family, and that really threw me off my path. I know that there's a lot of people that I've heard from many teachers that they just can't seem to handle that light that's coming in right now. And, you know, you always have that feeling of guilt. There's always going to be some guilt because, you know, you kind of feel like you did everything you could for this person, but they just, you couldn't really put them in the light. They didn't want anything to do with it. And even though, you know, I was trying to emulate being in the light, my question, or actually I'm just asking for wisdom and comments here, I'm trying to move from New Jersey out west. I feel like I'm being led to be out there. And, you know, I have my home for sale, and then this happens to me, so it kind of threw me off. And I'm just wondering of any kind of insight that you might be able to pull into this situation.
Well, I agree with you. I think there are a lot of people that are having this overwhelming call to go home. And when they're dealing with a lot of pain in their life, they think they have to leave their physical body to do that. But the reason we have this call to go home is because we are going home. The difference is this time we're taking the earth and all life with us. And the only way we leave the physical plane prematurely is through suicide. Every other way is something that we've agreed through some level. And sometimes even maybe suicide is that. But I was a marriage and family counselor for 20 years, and this came up a lot. So I did a lot of research into the inner realms of truth to find out about that. And, of course, most people that are committing suicide just want the pain to stop. And but they realize the second that they do that, they realize we're never given anything that we can't handle, and suicide is a choice. And every single person that's ever committed suicide, if they would have stayed in their body, they would have seen that they were going to make it through that challenge. It wasn't going to kill them. You know, they were going to survive that challenge. So what happens is, in this incredible gift of divine grace and mercy, these souls are taken into the inner schools of learning. And for instance, if they commit suicide at 60 and their life, original life path was that they were to leave the physical plane at 60, if they commit suicide at 40 rather, and they were going to leave at 60, they're shown what opportunities they were going to be presented with and how they were going to grow and learn for that 20 years. They volunteer to go into the inner realms, and they go through the same life experiences. This time, they don't have physical bodies, so they don't even have the peace of sleep. They're still dealing with the same challenges and the same experiences because that's how they're growing and learning. And when they complete that, when they get to the 60-year period in that timeless, spaceless moment, they then get to move on into the inner planes as they would through the normal process of death. And this is a wonderful, merciful opportunity for them to move forward in the light. So we need to love these souls. We need to send them our compassion. We need to ask Archangel Michael and all of the legions of light to assist them through their I Am presence. And they're going to be just fine, just like we all are. There's no such thing as death. There's no such thing as hell. All of these things that we, the misinformation and disinformation that creates so much fear. And the reality is, if there's anybody in the physical plane that could have or was supposed to stop that, they would have.
You know, Terry, I love what Patricia's sharing with you. And one of the things that I want to offer to you is you also talked about your move and having your house for sale and the things that you had in place and your contentment with your spiritual journey. And one of the reminders, and it's funny, you have a beautiful archangel, it looks like Michael to me, poking you and laughing with you and saying right now, remember, beloved, you are loved so much that the universe will always ask, are you sure you're ready? And so part of this experience was to really offer you a depth of anchoring your spiritual tenacity, your divine journey. You are ready. And when we say, when we declare this through me, it was the universe's way of bringing forward for you. It's like that final piece. It's like that 11 o'clock moment bringing you home to 12 o'clock that says, yes, you are ready. And now you can be even clearer. So everything for you is going to, it's very much like dominoes falling. It's going to click, 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 click very quickly, including the sale of your house, which will offer you the opportunity to fly and to honor this beautiful journey as Patricia just so beautifully described, to honor the journey that this beautiful person in your family also assisted you in your journey. And so we're so happy that you called today. Thank you, beloved, for sharing.
Thank you so much. And such beautiful words of wisdom from both of you. What can I say? Just thank you so much. And I have been working with Archangel Michael, and the person that died was named Michael also, and was a young man, 27 years old. Mm-hmm. But I have also gotten these messages that it was kind of like he really couldn't deal with life, and I think he kind of knew that he was holding me back, and he knew that spiritually I was meant to be somewhere else, and so I agree with everything. Thank you so much.
So bring your hand to your heart. Yeah, bring your hand to your heart. And one of the things that's beautiful is bring your hand to your heart, take in a smile as you feel Patricia, Sri, and I loving you right now. Feel that love come into your heart. And as you take in a deep breath, when you exhale, exhale with a smile and the reassurance that everything is really divinely guided. And thank you, beloved. We have another caller, so we're going to say goodbye.
Thank
and thank
calling.
You again, Angel.
Blessings.
Namaste.
To you. You know, we have time to take one more call.
And wow, let's do that.
Holly has been patiently standing
by.
Oh,
bless your heart, Holly.
So welcome to the show.
It's Holly. Hi.
Hi.
Hi,
sweetheart.
I am Polly from Florida. I had a wonderful gift last year to be able to leave my corporate company and spend the year helping my aunt make her transition. It was the most fabulous 11 months of wisdom and love and being with her when she passed.
What a
However,
gift.
The universe kind of decided that I got to grow a little bit more because in the last 2 months, I'd buried four more family members. Mm. So I've lost five people very, very close to me in 2 months. And my Capricorn business mind says, okay, back on the horse. Let's just keep going. You've done this. You know what you need to do. Let's get right back to reading, right back to writing, right back to speaking. And I start, and I'm like blank.
Yeah.
I'm just, and I am enrolled in Patricia's event, the Illumination event in September. I'm going with my best friend from Chicago. And all of a sudden, I'm kind of at the point of, I'm not used to this. I'm used to 12 hours a day working and loving my job and being a writer and a speaker, and I'm not used to the blank space. So
well,
my question
well,
is,
maybe that's why this
do?
Is being given to you. Maybe this is a gift to you to just be to assimilate this energy. You know, the out-breath is the activity, but we also need the balance of the divine feminine's love of the in-breath, going into the silence. And maybe this is a time for you to just be, and to be with these loved ones. There's no such thing as death. There's no separation. They're as close as our thoughts. All we have to do is think of them, and it's like sending them a text message in today's lingo. And they are very aware of you. So just, why don't you give yourself some time to heal and some time to just be?
Okay. Wonderful. Thank
Words
you
of wisdom,
much.
Indeed.
Yeah, what a gift.
You know, oftentimes in our life path, we need to have a little mercy on ourselves.
Absolutely.
And recognize that as the divinity is emerging ever more clearly, our humanity also needs compassion.
Right. So thank you for calling, dear one. And wow, look at how quickly, time. You know, talk about working in quantum space. When we let go of the illusion, time becomes fluid, and there it is.
And so as we come to a close for today, I want to thank our guest, Patricia Cota Robles. And Patricia, we have just 1 minute left. If you would like to offer a summation, a blessing, an invitation, or an ad, anything you like, it's your minute.
Whatever your heart would like.
Okay. Well, I just want to say how very grateful I am for both of you and the light you're adding to the world. And on my website, you can sign up to receive a free monthly sharing from the Company of Heaven that I send out every month. And there's videos, there's webinars, all types of free things, years worth of radio shows and newsletters that you can have lots of information. We offer free seminars around the country, and you can certainly find out if we're going to be in your area. And I just want to tell everybody how very, very grateful I am that you're remembering who you are and that you're opening up to be that open door for the light of God that's transforming this planet. God bless you all.
Thank you so much.
Such beautiful words. Thank you.
Eraofpeace.org.
Yes.
And for all of our listeners, just feel the embrace around you now. Take in that breath. And we want to remind you that until we have the opportunity to be with you in this way again, may you trust, may you know that all is truly well.
Thank you for joining us at Shri Ankira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@shriankiraradio.com and check out more information at shriankira.com. See you next week. Namaste.